This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to hour number two, Lee Elsie. Great job. And hour number one, as always, fabulous job. So I'm fighting today to try and decide what the number one news story in America is, because there are so many great news stories. When I say great, some are bad, horrible, some are good, but there are so many stories in contention for the number one, that it's hard for me to come up with it, but I think this one wins it. I don't know if you've ever watched Chicago PD, one of my favorite shows, as in Chicago Police Department, but there was an actress on there for many years. She's been off for, I think, 2 years now. Her name is Sophia Bush. And this is how imbeciles think in Hollywood. She's an imbecile. Sophia Bush is an imbecile. She must have the IQ of a, you know, like a three-year-old. Sophia Bush says the Arkansas law banning minors from sex change operation is tantamount to murder. All I could do is laugh. That's all I could do is laugh. It's such sick stuff. She has blasted, this actress, Arkansas's new law banning minors from receiving sex change operations, which is the most common sense law I've ever heard. You want a sex change operation, number one, wait till you're 21 years old, not even 18, wait till you're 21. I'd really make it 25. I'd make it 30. Till you've been around in life and you have an ability to decide, you know, with common sense and with intelligence about a decision that's going to change the rest of your life and maybe ruin the rest of your life and maybe can't be reversed ever. So you have to do it as an intelligent adult. And also, I would argue, you have to pay for it yourself. If you want it, great. Pay for it yourself, but I'm not going to let taxpayers in prison or in the Navy pay for your transgender operation. You know? I want to sing the Village People song now. In the Navy. I mean, is that what they do in the Navy? They get transsexual operations in the Navy. That's what they do. And it's absurd. But anyway, I digress. She says if you're banning minors from having sex change operations, puberty blockers, and other life-altering medical procedures, that's tantamount to murder. She's the One Tree Hill star. They don't mention Chicago PD because she probably doesn't even put it on her resume because she's so embarrassed. She once played a rough cop. She's a left-wing activist, and she thinks transgender kids should be able to change their sex anytime they want. You know, you could be 3 years old, and you should decide you're not a girl, you're a boy, and just change your sex. Transgender kids are under attack from across the country, Sophia Bush wrote. Arkansas just banned them from assessing health care. This is tantamount to murder. Oh, my God. It's bizarre. By the way, the ACLU and the American Academy of Pediatrics have condemned the law. Supporters of the law say the minors shouldn't be able to make life-altering and often irreversible changes to their bodies. Of course not. Governor Hutchinson, Asa Hutchinson, signed into law a measure, also another measure, preventing transgender women and girls from competing against biological females in school sports. That's great. Good for Arkansas. I like it. So, story number two that was for me competing as the top news story of the day is Joe Biden declining an invitation to throw out the Washington Nationals' first pitch on opening day. Joe Biden, as president of the United States, was invited, as is the custom, by the Washington Nationals baseball team to throw out the first pitch on opening day. Answering, and they said no thanks. And the reason I guarantee you they say no thanks is Joe Biden is incapable of throwing a baseball. First of all, his arm would probably fall off. Second of all, he'd probably fall flat on his face after his arm falls off. And third of all, the ball would go straight into the ground. He'd look like an idiot, just like he did going up those stairs. Can you imagine the spastic dementia-laden Biden throwing out a first pitch from the mound? It wouldn't make it to the catcher. It would go straight into the ground. So once again, a sign, a clear sign direct from Biden himself and the Biden administration itself that he's incapable of being president of the United States. He's incompetent. He can't even throw out a first pitch. And then in another example of virtue signaling to the masses, President Joe Biden said in his first solo news conference, that the filibuster is a Jim Crow era relic. Right? In solidarity with former President Barack Obama, who's whispering in his ear. Believe me, they've got an implant in Biden's ear, and Obama whispers everything in his ear, and then Biden talks. Because Biden is a puppet. We can't have Biden's. He can't speak. He can't think. And it's Barack Obama speaking for him. Barack Obama moves his thumb or his index finger or his pinky, and Joe Biden's mouth moves. And so Biden describes the filibuster as a Jim Crow relic. Now I want to laugh with you. Democrats used it 327 times last year. We used it once. We as in Republicans used it once. Democrats used this relic 327 times when Trump was president of the United States. That's all they ever did was freaking filibuster, 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 filibuster to try and prevent us from doing what needs to be done. And now all of a sudden when they're in charge, it's a relic of the Jim Crow era and you can't use it anymore. He says the procedure is being abused in a gigantic way. Abused. Republicans only used it once. Democrats used it 327 times. And now it's racist. It wasn't racist when they used it hundreds of times. And on top of this, Biden supported the filibuster in 2005 with a speech on the Senate floor. He argued against the nuclear option of abolishing the filibuster of judicial nominees, saying getting rid of the filibuster has long-term consequences. If there's one thing I've learned in my years here in the Senate, once you change the rules and surrender the Senate's institutional power, you never get it back. But now that Biden is president, it's a relic of the Jim Crow era. It represents white supremacy. It represents racism. And even though Democrats used it 320-something times last year, what was the number I just gave you? Was it 327? Yeah, 327 times last year. We used it once. We're abusing it. It's incredible. Members of Congress have begun to stand against Biden's claims. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina described just on Friday how Democrats used the filibuster to stop his police reform bill from being voted on. Scott said of the moment his bill was blocked, it was frustrating and irritating moment where the Democrats used the filibuster to block police reform that would have positively impacted African-American communities. So it's really amazing. If you block, you know, the bill of a black man and you're a Democrat, it's okay. If you block the bill of a black man and you're a Republican, you must be a racist. Let's face it. If it had been a liberal Democrat black senator whose bill was blocked by a filibuster, it would be all over the news that Republicans are racist. And by the way, speaking of Wayne Root being right, I told you so. I've never said don't get the vaccine. I've never said that. I've said that I personally, my belief is that I am going to wait. And I'm not rushing to get the vaccine. Why would I? I know there's going to be deaths. I know there's going to be grievous injuries. I know there's a reason that the vaccine companies wanted total immunity. What a country we have. You're allowed to get to force poison into people's bodies that's completely experimental, that was rushed to production, and then you give them immunity, but you take immunity away from police officers who are tackling a horrible man with a gun or a knife who just murdered and raped a nice woman. And you want that cop to have no immunity and be sued and defend with his own money, which means no one in the world will ever be a cop again. But you want to give immunity to big pharma companies for a vaccine that could cause grievous damage to your immune system, destroy your life, or kill you. That's the point we're in. That's the common sense I'm giving you. It's very moderate. I'm not telling you not to get a vaccine. I'm telling you something's wrong. We're being rushed into something. The vaccine was rushed. Your decision is rushed. And anybody who criticizes that decision is a bad person, a conspiracy nut, has antennas above their ears, is a moron, is from Mars. And you know what? The more names they call all of us who are cynical and skeptical about everything. I don't listen to what government has to say. You know, I mean, I happen to be Jewish. I know most Jews are liberals, but I guess I see it in a very different way. As a Jew with Jewish blood in my body, knowing my ancestors were betrayed and stabbed and shot and gassed and raped and tortured every step of the way in multiple countries again and again, in Germany, in Egypt, in Rome, throughout world history, Jews have been treated like crap by government. Why would I ever listen to government? Why would I ever trust government? Why would I ever assume government's telling me the truth? I feel that way if it's the Trump administration. I feel that way if it's the Biden administration. I don't care who's in office. I would never trust government. Anybody who trusts government is an idiot. So when the government tells you vaccines are good, assume they're bad. But certainly assume you should wait. That's all I said. Wait. And make sure people's noses and eyes and ears aren't falling off. And as long as they're not, then go get the vaccine. It's a pretty reasonable answer. Well, guess what? Berlin has halted the AstraZeneca vaccine, and Germany is weighing limiting it to only older patients. New research from a team of German scientists suggesting there is indeed a link between the AstraZeneca jabs, meaning vaccines, in Europe they call them jabs, and dangerous blood clots that have killed a handful of patients in Europe. And they now are recommending maybe only people that are very old, over the age of 60, and at major risk of COVID get the vaccine, and nobody else should take the chance. Other European nations, including Norway, where blood clots have become a major news story after three healthcare workers all came down with the clots and one of them died, have added or refused to drop restrictions following the assessment. Even Canada has suspended plans to give the AstraZeneca vaccine to younger people because of the blood clotting risks. Denmark, now last week, announced the same thing. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Stay tuned because I'm going to tell you a story that would make you wonder, GGG, I wonder if there was actually any fraud in the election. Wait till you hear the story. But first, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA for Vertical Research Advisory, Kip Perridge. He was a guest on the show yesterday because he is my stock guru on the show. He's the guy that gives us our updates on the economy and Wall Street and the stock exchange and great sectors to follow and gold and silver, et cetera, et cetera. And Kip's a great guy. I've known him for 19 years. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter record for 18 years. He is the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Amazing. His VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time, and he's willing to prove it to you, okay, without you spending a dime. For a limited time, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, so take him up on it. Simple as that. I always like to compare it to Mrs. Fields cookies in the 1980s. She had her employees walk around with a tray of free chocolate cookies, and everybody tasted them for free. Don't spend a dime. What do you got to lose? Spit them out if you don't like them, and everybody loved them. They were delicious. The smell was amazing. The taste was amazing. And so what happened after that? They all bought cookies, and she became a billionaire. And so I think she became a billionaire. She certainly is worth several $100 million. So it's a good idea to give away free cookies. He's giving away free stock newsletters for 2 weeks. Check them out. He gives one out every day. So follow him every day. And I'm telling you, when you're done with 2 weeks, you'll realize that this is important stuff. You can't live without. You should see it every single morning. VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2 weeks at VRAinsider.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you 2 weeks free, VRAinsider.com. So, there was no stolen election. Come on, why would you think there was a stolen election? I mean, you know, should this worry you at all? Last week, CD Media filed an open records request for a copy of the official receipt for an order of 25 million voter registration applications. I didn't say 25,000. I didn't say 250,000. I didn't say 2.5 million. I said there was a receipt for an order of 25 million voter registration applications found in a dumpster outside a DeKalb County election facility after the inauguration of Joe Biden. And so Gateway Pundit contacted the head of elections in the county last week, DeKalb County, who refused to answer, referred us to a private company at a Gmail account. The receipt found in the trash shows the massive order on November 11th after the general election, but before the runoff. Get it? This is before the runoff with the two United States senators. Stacey Abrams, of course, has to be right in the middle of this. Let me say, allegedly, I think it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Stacey Abrams is right in the middle of this. She's a very big woman. She's kind of in the middle of everything. Everywhere in the world, Stacey Abrams is in the middle of everything. But she's in the middle of this as sure as I'm standing here. Today we received a response from DeKalb. In short, the county refused the request due to COVID workload. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And we wonder, what did DeKalb County do with 25 million voter registration applications? 25 million in one county in Georgia. Oh, no election was stolen. And then I think this is the biggest news story of the day. The results are in. Free states are faring far better than lockdown states. And I told you that from day one. I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. When COVID-19 first came to our shores, it presented policymakers and elected officials with a crisis like nothing they'd ever experienced. And some states took a very different approach. Some, like New York, embraced sweeping government lockdowns and top-down mandates. Others, like Florida and South Dakota, took a more humble, hands-off government approach, trusting individuals to make the best decisions for themselves. And the results are in, and they overwhelmingly support the free states over the big government states. First, we saw that states with the harshest restrictions did not achieve the best COVID-19 outcomes. Florida has fared far better than New York and New Jersey. Multiple studies have found no correlation between lockdown strictness and death rates. Yet lockdowns have come at an enormous economic and human cost. We see mental health problems, child suicide, domestic violence, drug overdoses. And not just child suicides, adult suicides. That's the economic toll of shutting down businesses and criminalizing non-essential livelihoods. People are killing themselves, but they're certainly living in poverty and they're depressed. And the national unemployment rate was a poor, if not disastrous, 6.2% in February. But state unemployment, I mentioned this to you yesterday. The three best states, South Dakota, Utah, and Nebraska, all have Republican governors, and both their houses are Republican. And the worst states were Hawaii, New York, and Connecticut. All Democrat governors and all Democrat legislatures. So the states that had hands off, South Dakota, Utah, Nebraska, New Hampshire, topped the list, unemployment rates hovering around only 3%. Okay, and Georgia and Florida in the top 20. And Texas, not doing bad either. Thank God for Republican governors.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one celebrated more this presidency than the criminal cartels of Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is extending federal loans for small businesses. He signed an extension of the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, otherwise known as PPP. Biden applauding the bipartisan effort to get the extension passed and called small businesses the backbone of the economy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is my book, Trump Rules. Doing really well. Trump Rules is a self-help book. It is not a political book. It's got nothing to do with politics. It barely mentions politics. It's all about winning at life, business, personal success, money. It's the Trump Rules and Tools of Mega Success and Wealth from a guy who I think is one of the greatest warriors and winners in history, Donald J. Trump. And it's also my story because I followed Trump since I was, he's been my mentor since I was a freshman at Columbia University in 1979. So for 41 years, I've followed Trump. He's been my mentor. I've modeled Trump. And I've built this amazing life with a nationally syndicated radio show and the number one TV show for 3 years at Newsmax TV and three national reality TV show hits and a publicly traded company in the sports gambling world now. And lots of great things have happened in my life. And I think I owe it all to the Trump rules. So I decided to write a book about it. Put it all in writing, the top 10 rules of Trump that you can use to change your life. Check it out at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. All right, so we've got a guest on who had a terrible thing happen to her. Her name is Dr. Micheline Epstein, and she went to drop her daughter off at a fancy private school on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and she was outdoors, and she's, you know, kind of holding her daughter's hand, dropping her off at school. I found this article, I think in the New York Post, if I'm not mistaken, and I said, we got to get her on the show. She doesn't have a mask on. She's outside. I have never worn a mask in the entire last year outside, ever. There's no reason for a mask outdoors, none. Your risk of transmission is zero, and I'm not living like that, and I'm not putting a diaper over my face where I can't breathe. It's strangling me, suffocating me. I don't wear masks outside, ever. If I go in a store and it says you have to wear a mask to shop, I'll put one on, and the minute I get outside, I take it off. But I've never worn a mask outside. Well, they took her daughter away from her. Let's talk about this, because I have got to find out what this is about. Dr. Micheline Epstein, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. Hello. Welcome to my show.
Oh, hi, Alan. Thank you so much for talking to me, first of all.
Yeah, so tell us the story of exactly what happened. You're walking your child to school, your daughter to school. You don't have a mask on outdoors. I've never worn a mask outdoors. How could someone take your child away because you don't wear a mask outdoors? That's ridiculous.
Well, what goes on is that I'm unfortunately going through a very bitter divorce for about 16 months now. And at that point, me and my hopefully soon-to-be ex-husband, we had a 50-50 shared custody. And I was just basically dropping my daughter, like you said, outside because we're not allowed to get inside of the school. And, you know, they had they measured the temperature of the kid, and then they had this app where you need to answer every morning, oh, does the kid has a cough, blah, blah, blah. So I just scanned it really quick, and I was about to leave. My daughter was already inside of the school with her mask. When this woman, she had this thermometer in her right hand, and she started pushing me and saying, you cannot be here. You cannot be here. We're in a pandemic. This is school. I am the school nurse. And I was just like, whatever. I just turned around and kept going towards my home. But then after a few steps, I was just like, did that woman just touch me? And I was just like, you know, it was surreal. And I was just like, I turned back. And went back to her sort of when she saw me going back in her direction, she started saying, don't touch me, don't touch me. And I didn't touch her. I kept my 6 feet distance from her. And I said, ma'am, I'm not going to touch you, but I just want to let you know that you cannot do this. You cannot touch people because of a mask. So at that point, this guy comes in between us, which I come to find later, which was the head of security of the school with a box of masks, and gets a mask and shows him my face and says, put the mask, put the mask. I said, no. So I get the mask, rips it off, throw in the floor, and go away. So when I got home, then hell broke loose. I received an email from the school lawyer saying that basically, you know, the whole story was twisted. I was the one that attacked her, and they put all the perks that never happened, that I used foul language, and that basically I could never drop or pick up my daughter from school again, which I basically, by the way, is expensive, and I pay half of it. I could never communicate with anybody from that school anymore. So that letter was right away sent to my son, to the ex-husband, who sent to his lawyer, who sent to the judge, who scheduled an emergency hearing. And in that emergency hearing, I was berated by the judge. I was treated like subhumanly. And by the end of it, he said that I lost my daughter custody, and as far as he knew, I would have to, if I wanted to see her, I would have to pay to have a supervised visit inside of my home, and we all would have to wear masks.
And indoors?
When, yes, sir.
In your own house with your own child. Since when is there any law, by the way, Micheline, is there any law that I don't know of any law anywhere in America, including New York, where you have to wear a mask indoors, let alone with one family, your own family and your own children? No one wears masks in their own house, let alone with their own family. I don't know of any law that says that. Do you?
As far as I know, no, sir. I don't think so. But that was his words, and that's actually in the papers as well.
It's amazing. Let me ask you a question. So you're a doctor. Are you a, I think I read you're a pediatrician, yes?
No, I'm a family doctor. I also see kids, but I'm a family.
Okay, so you're a family doctor. So what is your personal opinion about masks? You wear them where a sign says you must wear a mask indoors, you wear them? What's the deal?
They are useless.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I agree, but unfortunately too many doctors don't agree with you and me. I think they're useless, but certainly outdoors, there's no justification for demanding a mask outdoors. Is that the law in New York? Because here I'm in Las Vegas. I don't even know.
No.
I'm an ex-New Yorker. Is there a law to wear a mask outdoors?
No.
Then how can they force you to wear a mask outdoors, dropping your child off at school?
That's a good question. You would have to ask them about that.
So where are you at this point? Obviously, you've hired a good lawyer, and the lawyer must be arguing all the same points I'm making, that this is outrageous and the judge is out of his mind, right?
Not really. My lawyer actually, the day I received that judgment, I felt ill because I was grieving. The next day, I woke up like basically then in the fight mode, and then I started engaging people. I talked to Gateway Pundit, Cassandra Fairbanks. I call her Angel Cassandra. She was the first one to put the article out there, and then the next thing you know, I'm talking to so many people. Then next day, which, by the way, was my daughter's sixth birthday, that I had a party for her, and it never happened, obviously. She called me in the end of the day saying, Judge such and such called me saying that his emails are being inundated with threats, with blah, blah, blah. You need to stop that. Long short story, she dropped him like I was a hot potato. I am about to retain now a new lawyer, but it took me a while to find a good lawyer because they are all like in the clique. I was trying, I found out that this is just a tip top of this corruption in the family court. This is a money scheme that they use to take as much money as parents, using the love of their kids. Because I received calls and emails and DMs in my platforms, my social platforms, of mothers all over the country, not only from New York, that have suffered with histories, if not very close, some even worse, that started even before this pandemic, because in this pandemic just basically added tools to them to to do that, to take kids away from their parents, because that's what, and they're just following the agenda of the elite, which is break the family, because, the family is the base of any society. And, ultimately, it's much easier to traffic a kid from a single parent that is not connected to the other parent down the way around. So it always boils down to that they're coming after our kids,
Yes, I had a wonderful lady, a wonderful mother, like you on my show literally
Melanie
last
Joseph.
Week. She was from Florida. That's it. Correct. She was from Florida. Same thing happened to her.
She was the first one that reached out to me.
Wow. Nice ladies, both of you. Very nice ladies, nice moms. Let me ask you a question because radio goes fast. What do we have left, Chris? We only have 90 seconds left. So what can my audience do to help you? Is there anything we can do to help you?
Look, guys, if you can go to my medias and Facebook and Instagram and, you know, and spread the word, keep sending, emails to the school, like all the information is in my platforms and to the judge and spread the word. And, you know, if you want to help, if you can, I hate talking about money, if you can help, but if you feel like in your spirit and your soul and your heart that you can contribute, I appreciate. If not, a prayer to the real God will do as much as not.
Well, how could people contribute? Is there a place? Is there a GoFundMe page?
Yeah, I have a send, go, give. And if you go to my platforms, my social platforms, all the information is there.
It's okay, so we go to Facebook and Twitter, a place like that for Dr. Micheline Epstein, yes?
No, you go
Instagram?
You go to Bring Abby to Her Mother and Mimishka Phoenix.
All right, Dr. Micheline Epstein, we want to help you, and we want to see you succeed and win back your beautiful daughter because you deserve it. This is outrageous. This is wrong. This is not the America I was born in. I'm Jewish myself, by the way. This reminds me of Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, East Germany. Horrible. Authoritarian. Dictators. Thank you, Micheline. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who... God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. So I've been kind of fighting with myself all day to decide what is the biggest story in the news today. And so, you know, I've read you quite a few stories that are all important and all vie for the biggest news story of the day. I led off with Sophia Bush, the actress from one of my favorite shows, Chicago PD, up until, I guess, 2 years ago. She's gone now. But you see these people on TV, and she, by the way, she played like a macho, swaggering, punch-you-in-the-face Chicago cop, and I love that. And if anybody ever raped a woman or sexually abused a woman or hurt a child, she would shoot him dead on the show. So I liked her. I thought she was great. Show me a beautiful woman who shoots child molesters dead. I'm like, yay, I stand up and cheer for you. But marriage material, exactly. But the reality is that they're not the person they portray on screen. And Sophia Bush says the Arkansas law banning minors from sex change operations is tantamount to murder. You're murdering a child because you're not letting an 8-year-old decide to change from a man to a woman. Or I should say from a boy to a girl. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? That's murder. You know what's murder? Murder and child abuse is allowing a child under the age of 18 to make a decision that will affect the rest of their life and hurt their body for the rest of their life. Are you kidding me? In any case, this one also vies for the top news story of the day. I've always been very nice to the Catholic Church. I'm always, you know, I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, a couple of Irish people, too. So everybody was Catholic around me, everybody. And I've always loved them, and they were my best friends. They were my brothers. And I dated all their sisters, so they were my sisters, too. But having said that, I love Catholics. But the Catholic Church, a lot of problems. And so now it turns out in Dallas, Texas, and that's one of my flagship stations in Dallas, Texas. Here on USA Radio Network. In Dallas, I thought everybody's conservative in Dallas. And I thought there's no mask mandate anymore in Texas. And I thought Texans are strong people. What kind of a priest would rat out his own parishioner for not wearing a mask and ask the police to come in the middle of the service and drag a pregnant woman holding hands with her 1-year-old child while she's pregnant? Literally, a cop grabs her arm and drags her out and says, you're under arrest for trespassing because you're not wearing a mask during the Catholic Church service. Who would, first of all, have you ever in your life heard the story, ever, of a Catholic priest ratting out a child molester? I've never heard about that, have you? Because generally, they are the child molesters, right? You know how many Catholic priests have been arrested for child molestation? For screwing the altar boys? How many of them have done that? And you're now want a woman arrested who's pregnant, who's probably therefore, and holding a one-year-old child, therefore probably having a hard time breathing in a mask, flustered at taking care of her one-year-old child with a big lump in her stomach, worrying about another baby building in the oven. And you're worried about whether she wears a mask. She's nice enough to come to your service. Okay? You and your priests have a lot to make up for. Okay? There's been a lot of child sex deviants among priests. A lot of child molesters. A lot of problems. And you're going to condemn a woman for not wearing a mask who's your own parishioner? Now, let me ask you a second question. Have you ever heard of a Catholic priest who turns in an illegal alien for being illegally in the country? No! Never! Churches are their sanctuary. Forget sanctuary cities, states, and counties. Churches, Catholic churches, are sanctuaries for illegal aliens. You know why? Not because they give a crap about illegal aliens. Just like Democrats. Democrats only like illegal aliens because they're all going to vote Democrat and give Democrats power. And the church loves illegal immigrants. You know why? Because they put money in the box. They pass along the hat, and they put money in. So if every illegal puts a lousy dollar or $5 in, pretty soon add that up all over the country, it's like an extra $100 million a year. So they want all the illegals. Let the people pay the bill. We don't care. We're going to get the money. Let illegals into the country, says the Catholic Church. Let's fill our churches with them, and they'll all put $5 when we ask for donations in the hat, right? In the box. And when you add it up at the end of each church service, it's an extra few thousand dollars. When you multiply that times every church in America, it's a few million on this Sunday. But over the course of the year, it's $100 million or $200 million. And what's the cost of the church? Nothing. What do they care? They don't pay the bills for illegal aliens. You and I do. Taxpayers do. So the churches are sanctuary for illegal aliens, meaning criminals. And if you merely give them $5, they're willing to protect criminals, defend criminals in their midst. But now, a white woman who's pregnant, who isn't an illegal alien, who isn't from Mexico, speaks English, and she's got a child. Oh, turn her in. A young Catholic mother turned in by her own priest. So you know what Dallas should do now? Every parishioner, not at that church, in the entire country, but especially every Catholic church parishioner in the entire Dallas and Fort Worth, should now no longer show up at any Catholic church in Dallas till the day that priest is fired and leaves the country. Make him leave the country in shame. That priest who ratted out his own parishioner is the lowest of the low. Never ratted out an illegal immigrant, and you never ratted out a sexual deviant in your life, but you ratted out a pregnant woman for not wearing a mask. You need to be sent back to Rome and excommunicated and kicked out of this country. And until that happens, every Catholic should stop going to church and no longer give any money to the Catholic Church.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
83.